joined by manager Danny Penswick after today's 4-3 defeat here in Runcorn Linnets. Just give us your thoughts on that exciting game, please, Danny.
It's always exciting, isn't it? It's exciting, but it's frustrating. That's the word I'm coming off there with. Very frustrating because we've come here, dominated the game, should have been outside by half time, should have won. Simple as that. We've conceded four goals again. I don't think Fletcher had a shot to save. Maybe one or two, second half, but they're scoring with four of the six attempts on target. That's not good enough defensively, and saying that, we could have scored eight or nine, especially first half. We could and should have been out of sight, so frustrating. The plus points are we've come to Runcorn Linnets and played them off the park. Deserved more than we got, and I think everyone here today will agree with you there. Their lads are coming off saying, unlucky, you deserve more, and we do deserve more. But we've deserved more in just about every game this season, and no one's going to give it us. We've just got to roll our sleeves up, stay true to our principles, and the luck will come. The luck will come. And this unlucky streak we're on at the moment, whereas every time we're going forward, we're playing some great stuff and then not finishing it. And every time they go forward, it's coming off an arse and it's going in luckily. That's going to come to an end. That is going to come to an end, and I've got every belief in that. So I'm frustrated now. But overall, I can't fault the performance levels. I can't fault what we've done. So, yeah, pretty much summing up our season in the space of summing up today's game.
I mean, it's not even like it was contrasting halves. We played well. We played very well in the first half and did more than enough to see out the second half. It's just that a lot of times when they came forward and they got the luck of the green, and they've scored some goals against us, and like you say, Fletch hasn't really had much to do.
No, I know, and that's why it's frustrating. But the pleasing things are that we're creating chances. I mean, you turned the clock back 12 months ago, we were the lowest scorers in the league last year, couldn't hit a cow's arse with a shovel, you know, and now we're creating chances, now we're looking really dangerous, now we're penetrating teams, and yeah, it's not going in, but you try enough, one of them will go in, and then one goes in, and two goes in, and three goes in, and then we're on a roll. So it's good. Results-wise, it's not been great recently, but I'm sure it'll turn around very soon.
Well, I'll have to stop you there, but I feel like you're being very harsh on yourself, considering the teams we've played and the calibre of performances we've pulled out against, like your Atherton Coles, your Runcorn Towns, despite the result, your Chorleys, and now your Linnets. We've come to three of the top teams in the league and played all three of them, played the better football.
That's why I'm being harsh. I don't accept losing. I don't like losing. You find me anyone who does. Okay, I don't like losing, so I can sit here and I can take the positives and I can look to build for the next game, but deep down, a loss is a loss. I'd have preferred to have been minging and won 1-0 today. So realistically, yeah, maybe being a bit harsh. But I expect the lads are good enough to give me more. The players I've got in that change room can give me more. The players that we have can come to Runcorn Linnets and beat Runcorn Linnets. You've seen that on the pitch today. So when I say I want to beat Runcorn Linnets at Runcorn Linnets, and I want to beat Atherton Coles at home, that's because I have faith in the players. And if they have that same kind of belief in themselves, then we're on to a winner.
Well, it's another toughie. Next Saturday, and back home again against New Mills. Played them once in the League Cup and lost out there. What can we expect from that game?
We'll concede four.
This isn't going to be a running thing now.
Just depends how many we score. If we score three, we'll lose. If we score four, we'll draw. And if we score five, we'll win. I expect us to keep doing the same things. Keep doing the same thing. There's nothing wrong with how we're playing. So let's keep passing it, let's keep moving it, let's keep creating chances, let's keep getting our footballers on the ball and see how far that takes us, you know? Yeah, we might concede. It's going to happen. Football's a game about goals. So hopefully for all the neutrals and the fans and the people who've come to watch, it's another 4-3 cracker. Hopefully we get on the right side of it this time. But no, we're going to try and play, and we're going to keep doing what we're doing, because I'm firmly in the belief there's nothing wrong with what we're doing.
No heads down in there, everyone positive and back at it again on Saturday.
No, everyone's gutted. Everyone's heads down. Because we've lost and we should have won. And they know we should have won. So, yeah, the heads are down, and it's man and bride's job on Wednesday to get them into training, pick their heads up and go again. because we are good players and we should have won that today.
Thank you very much.
Okay, no problem. Enjoy your Saturday evening.